this place on Earth, after a while, intending to linger on from there into the question of first law. Burkett shrugged. It's okay. Good as anywhere. I love it, I said. We come here every summer. So what? The voice was distant, and I glanced at her uncertainly, wondering if I could have said wrong. Do you want to come for a walk? I asked her. We wouldn't need to go far. If you walk just around the point there, you come to a bay where great big reeds grow in the water, and all kinds of fish hang around there. Want to? Come on. She shook her head. Your dad said I ain't supposed to do no more working than I got to. I tried another line. I bet you know a lot about the woods and all that, eh? I began respectfully. Burkett looked at me from her large, dark, unsmiling eyes. I don't know what in hell you're talking about, she replied. You nuts or something. If you mean where my old man and me and all of them live, you better shut up. By Jesus, you hear. I was startled, and my feelings were hurt, but I had a kind of dogged perseverance. I ignored her rebuff. You know something, Burkett? There's loons here on this lake. You can see their nests just up the shore there, behind those logs. At night, you can hear them even from the cottage, but it's better to listen from the beach. My dad says we should listen and try to remember how they sound, because in a few years, when new cottages are built at Diamond Lake and more people come in, the loons will go away.